Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 to 24. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which would be far better for me. But for your sakes, it's better that I continue to live. During the 2 years that I lived in India, a number of people in our community died, and I deeply appreciated the way in which their deaths were handled. Soon after the person passed away, their body was prepared and laid out on a bed in the middle of the main room of the house. Visitors would then come and pay their respects, light candles around the body and say prayers. This would continue until the body was taken in an open coffin to church for the funeral service, which would normally be held on the following day. It was also very different from the way in which I'd seen death being handled before. When I returned to the UK, I deeply regretted the way in which we seem to be kept well away from death. In our verses today, Paul talks about death in a way that would probably shock many people. He's totally open about death and reflects on the varied benefits of being alive or dead. Paul's confidence in Christ shines through his words. He knew the Lord so well that he was absolutely convinced that death is the preferable option. For Paul, death was bound to be much better than life, because he'd be set free from all those things that obstruct our relationship with Christ here on earth. But he realized that he had responsibilities on earth, and so was content with staying alive. One of the greatest blessings of being a Christian is that we need have no fear of death. Not long ago, a friend of mine died of motor neurone disease. The disease progressed very fast, and it was alarming to see how speedily he lost all muscle control. But through it all, he kept rejoicing. His confidence in God was so strong that not on one single occasion did I hear him complain. He knew that he was secure in God's hands for time and eternity. I do hope that you look to the future with a similar confidence. So let me ask you this question. Do you share Paul's thoughts about death? And now let's pray together. Lord God, thank you that our relationship with you will not be brought to an end by death. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.